This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Promoting our way into your lives, into your head. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off for a couple of days because it's her birthday. Happy birthday to her. What's the old expression? Best defense is a good offense. So I sent her an early happy birthday. So I don't forget because it was the 4th, wasn't it? When was her birthday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay, there we go. Happy birthday to her. The January jobs report is out. The economy added about 500,000 non-farm jobs. I always wondered why they did that.
Me too.
And then I asked the right question, because farm jobs used to be where most people
seasonal.
Were employed. Yeah, and they were seasonal, exactly. But there were a lot of other seasonal jobs, so why don't they say, you know, adding 467,000 non-Amazon jobs. you know, that kind of stuff. Because they're big non-Walmart, non-UPS jobs. Anyway, the unemployment rate rose slightly to 4%. That's up just a tick from December because the other side of it is that those jobs have gone away. There were a lot of people who thought because the news media is pounding away, not as many people have jobs, but it was, because of COVID and that sort of thing. But the analysts say the report does signal the job market bouncing back quickly because Omicron is going away quickly. So what are the jobs? You're wondering, where can I get a job if you don't have a job? Well, if you want to work in a hotel, work in the hospitality business, business services, retail jobs. Does that surprise you, ladies?
Not really, because, you know, we've been talking about people kind of making a return to brick-and-mortar stores, including Amazon stores. So, I think people are excited to shop in person and see things before they buy them online. So, that's not that surprising. Transportation, warehousing, that was
up. Let me ask you this. I know that's how you roll. You go look at it, then you buy it online. Why would
I buy stuff in person, too. No, I do. Yeah. I'm just saying I think people would rather see things, you know, and touch them in person.
Yeah, there's so much junk out there anymore.
Yeah.
You want to see it in person.
You mean the stuff that's online. It's all
a lot of junk.
That's not fair, but there's a lot of junk out there. And that's why I go back to my, maybe I'm Professor Steffen or good old Doug, but I've been saying I don't like buying things online. I don't think you save anything. You, at the end of the day, when you figure all the cardboard and the gas from the trucks and Amazon parking the trucks in the middle of the road, whatever it is, that's my big beef with them. But anyway, I find that going to the store is actually supportive of what you want and need and supportive of the people that are working in the stores. That's just kind of the way I look at it. So anyway, good. That's some good news. Good way to start off. This hour. Here's some more. Jay was at Disney World the last part of last week. And so I'm going to put that in to a survey that I saw. Thank you for doing this. Makes a great lead in to understanding where the happiest places are on the planet.
And isn't it always Disney World?
No, actually, well, it's it
is their tag.
That's what their tag is. Yeah,
it's Maui, right? Yeah. It's Maui. It's got to be Maui.
Actually, the three happiest places in the world, based on how people feel: are you secure? Do you have a sense of purpose? Do you enjoy your lives? Do you have little stress in your life? The three places, according to that measurement that was done by the folks at National Geographic, three happiest places in the world are Denmark, Costa Rica, and Singapore. So how do you like that? They are living the good life.
A lot of people, especially on the west coast of the U.S., have homes and make regular vacation stops in Costa Rica.
I've never been. You ever been there?
I've never been. My brother's been, I think, twice. He and his wife are surfers, and so Costa Rica has great waves, and they loved it.
Right.
So I've never heard a bad word about it, actually. There's jungle in the middle. There's beach. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got a lot of different topographies, and so people just love it.
I'm looking at South America in general, areas south of the equator. Latin Americans say they treasure the daily pleasures like laughter, family, enough good food, that sort of thing. And Costa Rica and Panama, good Doug. There's the old New Englander coming out in me. And Panama are among the leading places where people just feel comfortable, good. Switzerland is another place that did well on the survey. I guess you could imagine that, right? Mm-hmm. The Netherlands, Denmark. Most of Scandinavia comes in pretty high on this, as does Iceland. Comes in well. But it really, when you look around the countries, as I look at the top, the Costa Rica is in Central America, and then you go into South America, it's Venezuela, that's Uruguay, Argentina. There are no happy places in according to the survey, in Africa. Let's see. There's nobody happy in Russia. Really, what a surprise. Let's see here. Israel is a happy place, high on the list. Let's see here.
What are the parameters of
New Zealand?
Like what qualifies a happy place?
A happy place. Well, the general stuff is whether or not you feel secure in your country. Are you protected? Do you have a sense of purpose in your life and your work? Do you have stress or not? And I guess that's defined differently by different people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we were to bring this back to the United States, you were saying Disneyland. If you look at these are all small countries. Maybe that's part of it as well. They all have less than 6 million people that live in these countries. So, I mean, in each one of them, there's like 6 million people as the population. So is there less of a chance? They're pretty small countries. They're not sprawling. They're not diverse at all. And so is that reason that we have become as unhappy as some of us seem to be? I'm a pretty happy guy most of the time. I like living in this country. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Do I like everything that goes on here? No. Not at all. But under the circumstances, we have been thought of here in this country. Everybody, we're still the number one place in the world where people want to go or come. There aren't a lot of people flocking to Costa Rica. There aren't a lot of people. I think in part that's because they make it difficult for you to go there. Maybe that's one of the other things we should try for a while, making it difficult to come to our country. You know, we want people to come here if they can contribute. We don't want people to come here, as often as the case, and just suck off the teats of the rest of our work. And that's what annoys me, frankly. And that's why I think that we need to really be looking at how we look at those folks who come in to our country. There's a happiness quotient, though. This outlook, this is a Gallup poll, by the way, that was published in National Geographic. One of the happiest communities in America is Boulder, Colorado.
Colorado in general. Yeah, I could see that because everybody's usually outdoors a lot. And it's very health conscious, very athletic. Just in general, Colorado, I find, is just, you know, I think it's mostly because people take advantage of their surroundings and they're usually in good shape. And that's not surprising.
It's interesting how I was looking at one of the things that people cite is that the way the city runs itself, they didn't allow high-rise buildings that would block the beauty of what's around Boulder, that sort of thing. You know, who thinks about that stuff, though? No, I'm like, you live in how big is the building you live in New Jersey, where you're right on the beach? So do you block the view from people who live across the street from you of the beach?
I mean, the way the buildings are set up, we can see the ocean from our bedroom, but we have a bay window, so I don't think we are blocking someone else's view. But but, you know, not everyone has the same view that we have.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
but
China
but you know, we were just
survey either. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were just in New York City for the first time in a while, mm-hmm. And at a concert, and you know, they have those stupid pencil buildings. That are, you know what I mean, right? The skyscrapers, they call them pencil buildings. They're just
yes.
really, really tall and really skinny.
Yeah.
And they're ugly. They're
yeah.
ruining
they
the
are.
New York skyline. And mm-hmm. the weird thing is, like, it's New York is trying to be Dubai, and it's New York needs to just stay as
New York.
New York.
Yes.
And they're
right.
just, and no one seems to stop, and they just keep going up more and more, and the whole skyline is changing. It doesn't even look yeah. like, it's not even going to look like New York in 20 years.
You know, what when I was a kid, I first went to New York on my own when I was in college for a college broadcasting thing, and I remember going, everybody said, okay, let's go to the, because you're at that point, this is in the 60s, everybody talked about the Empire State Building. Let's go to the Empire State Building. And we did. And I remember being scared like you wouldn't believe looking over the side because I don't like heights.
Yeah, I mean.
And yet that's a nothing building today in comparison to some of these other places that you're talking about. The old Chrysler Building. You know,
my favorite building in all of New York. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the Chrysler Building is beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But there's the Chrysler Building is a gorgeous Art Deco building, and
yep.
it's so unique, and it's just so it's beautiful. And the Empire State Building, not exactly a beautiful building, but it's really cool, and it has
neat.
Its own look.
It's
but
sort
all
of the
these
best
other
of
generic
America.
Pencil buildings are going
yeah.
up, and they just it's just one after another. They look the same. There's no character. It's so generic. It's
yeah.
awful.
Well, one of the things also to take into account is American ingenuity. Back when they built these buildings 100-plus years ago, they didn't have the technology we do today, and yet the buildings are still standing. The way they built them with steel and how they got up and, you know, the way they build buildings today versus the way they did then is really a tribute to the men and women who designed and built these buildings, the fact that they're even still standing. I think that's an accomplishment that we ought to celebrate,
yeah.
frankly. So, anyway, you think about, there are other, like Nashville doesn't have any tall buildings, right? I don't think there's a...
We have the Batman building.
The Batman building?
The Batman building. It's an AT&T building, and it looks like Batman. And then we have R2-D2.
Okay.
That's our claims to fame.
That's your claim to fame. Okay. And I always thought Nashville's claim to fame with the Nashville Cats. It's 18 FDL on the DJV program.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour, and it is social media time here on the DJV program. Don't forget Twitter at DJV Show, as well as Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show for you to connect with us when we ask you questions or try to get your input. And then Jay goes through and culls the stories that are in the news that are really on the top of people's minds with regard to personality, you know, gossip, that kind of stuff. I was in the, as I was walking through the airport yesterday, I hadn't really paid much attention because you can see him at the supermarket, but I never look at the supermarket. For some reason, I was in the, well, I was buying a bag of peanuts. No, it was popcorn. And so I'm looking at the stand with all these magazines with the headlines of who's, you know, apparently according to this one gossip magazine, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are done. They're going to split up their $250 million estate. Is there any truth to that at all? Or is that just, and how do they get away with those headlines, I guess?
That's what I always wonder. Like, what is it? The Sun? Is that the big one that's always has the,
I don't know, this was,
I wanted to say clickbait, but it's the actual newspaper. And it has all those headlines, and then you actually go read the story, and that's not even part of the story.
Right. Yeah. How do they get away? The end of the line for Sandra Bullock. What does that mean? She said she won't do any more. The story was that she won't do any more movies of a certain type anymore. But it was the headline, end of the line for Sandra Bullock. Anyway, how much does that relate to the Kardashians? Kylie Jenner is a Kardashian, right?
Yeah, she's one of the Kar Jenner people. She just had a baby, her second baby, with Travis Scott, who's been in the news a lot because of that whole Astroworld fiasco. Absolutely traumatic for so many people. But they welcomed their second child over the weekend.
Why does she like
little boy.
Him? Or does she? I mean, we don't find, the news media doesn't give you, and the opinions of people because of the Travis Scott thing, don't lead you to believe that he's a really cool guy, a good guy. So how is it that the two of them, get along? Did she see something in him that the rest of the world doesn't see? Or was she just not as fussy?
Well, there's always things that go on behind closed doors in every household that nobody else knows about. There's, you know, he's the father of her children. He may treat her very well.
Yeah.
He may just not be a really great performer when it comes to caring about his fans, but he may be a stand-up guy in other aspects of his life. We don't know.
Well, yeah, that's it. You don't
Speaking of, Victoria was telling us this off air, and Billie Eilish managed to find an inhaler for one of her fans during a concert, stops the show, gets this person an inhaler again.
So how did you know what was going on?
Can't stop people from being crushed.
Yeah.
I think she looked down into the audience and saw there was a girl, I think it was a younger girl, who was having difficulty breathing, and Billie stopped the show and said, "Do you need an inhaler?" And I guess called for the, you know, medics or whatever to go and tend to her, and they did, and she was okay. But it just, and Adele has stopped shows before. Harry Styles has done it. So there are so many examples of artists who have stopped the show for the safety of the crowd. And so for Travis Scott to just constantly be, you know, the way that he was egging everybody on, I mean, people got trampled to death. It just, it was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I was on reading something. Was I reading? No, I saw something on the plane. The making of the James Bond, the most recent James Bond flick. And there was a focus on Billie Eilish and her brother and how they came up with it. And I looked at the two of them and I thought, you know, there's a couple of really good-looking kids. I hadn't, you know, paid much attention to Billie Eilish. I think teased a little bit about her. But she was very mature. And she looks like she kind of knows what's going on. And for somebody that age to have it all together, or seemingly together, that's quite a...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 mandates. The Washington Post is reporting protests included road blockages, fireworks, driving on sidewalks, and constant horn honking by truckers. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin continues posturing against his Ukrainian neighbors, one lawmaker believes Putin sees President Biden and the Democrat-led Congress as weak. Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey on Newsmax.
Certainly the threat is real. Certainly there's a possibility. It's imminent. You know, you never know what's in Putin's mind, except one thing that we do know. He knows that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, and this majority Congress is weak. He knows that no sanctions have been put in place yet. Quite frankly, we should have moved quickly on severe sanctions and should have moved quickly and never allow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to flow, which makes Europe more dependent upon Russia. Frankly, we should have, you know, committed to actions in Afghanistan that made sense and created respect around the world. Other than that, they're actually disrespecting us because we commit to a terrible operation there. And we're committing our troops. What we're saying in legislation, which I obviously don't vote for, is that our troops and that our military should be concentrating on climate change and concentrating on getting vaxxed. You know, I mean, we've really got to get down to the real issues. One word, strong.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is good stuff, I promise you. 34 after the hour, the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer off for a few days celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to her. The Joe Rogan problem. Is it a problem? I guess it's the question of people who are doing radio. There are people that say things on the air, sometimes get themselves into trouble. And so I guess my wonder here at this point is, how come Rogan doesn't get into trouble? Is it just because he has a podcast and nobody, I mean, he's used the N-word on a lot of episodes.
Oh, he's
of
in
his
trouble
podcast
for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Spotify took down all the podcast episodes where he used the N-word, and there were a lot of them. So that just kind of shows you, you know, he did another apology, and it was a whole big thing.
Spotify's getting creamed because.
Yeah, well, just think, those were even allowed to be up. that those are even up for them to have to pull down. Like, how did those even ever get up to begin with?
Right. Well, why was he even using the N-word? You know,
to get attention.
That's the real question.
From the people who supposedly support him, who agree with him. So
I
that's why Spotify paid him $100 million.
Yeah. I mean,
which was a horrible investment.
From what I understand, and I don't listen to his podcast, but from what I understand, he wasn't calling someone the N-word. He was referencing comedy, and he was referencing, like, I think he was redoing people's material because he used to be a stand-up comic and not very funny, but, you know, I think that's where the references were, but that was a lot of N-words, and a lot of black artists are just like, you know what, I'm pulling my music, I don't care about the COVID stuff, but I just don't want to be on a platform where this is accepted, and it's okay for this white guy to just be constantly throwing around the N-word, and there were a lot of episodes that they had to pull down.
So,
and he apologized, and, you know, the whole thing.
Your father is a prominent, if not the most prominent, yeah, he probably actually is, if I give him the credit he deserves, most prominent consultant in the radio business. And he got me to thinking, there's an article in one of the trades today about canceling and the cancel culture and how Neil Young canceled himself from Spotify because he doesn't like the Joe Rogan podcast. But in this circumstance, your father quotes the L.A. Times saying, quote, the headline that was in the L.A. Times, veteran singer-songwriter Neil Young recently urged other artists and record companies to move off the Spotify platform and stop supporting Spotify's deadly misinformation about COVID. Well, at first, we all sort of looked at, I remember saying on the air, what was it, a couple of weeks ago when he did that? Oh, my God, can you imagine he's ruining his career? And then look what happened after it, after all of the other performers got onto it. And that was about the misinformation about COVID. And now the Rogan thing comes out. I'm surprised, as you said, Victoria, that it hasn't come out before. The N-words that are in all of these podcasts and who's watching the store there. Does it tell you much about the management? Is Spotify getting what they deserve under the circumstance? This is,
well, I think what it is, I think it's problematic that Spotify offered him $100 million and didn't think that it was a problem that he had all of those N-word expletives in so many episodes. That, to me, that's just, I don't know. I'm not into the whole cancel culture things. I think people can grow and people can change for the better, and some do and some don't. And I don't know. Is Joe Rogan on an apology tour right now because he has to? Because he's afraid of, you know, of losing the $100 million deal? Maybe. Or is it genuine and heartfelt? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the guy. It's tough to know.
And that is hard to tell. I feel like time will tell because you're right, Victoria, is it damage control or is it, no, I shouldn't have been saying this?
Yeah.
People should have a freedom of speech and be able to say what they want, but that at the same time, you should also
squash and
educate against hate speech and teach people why it's hate speech, why it shouldn't be accepted.
My guess on Joe Rogan, and this is purely my guess, is he's doing it because he has to, not because he wants to. People don't dig in that hole and come up with the stuff, the N-word being the example here, but there are a lot of other things that are as egregious or maybe even more egregious that a lot of people get away with. Free speech? Perfect. That's what America is all about. But when you say what you say, then be able to stand up and either protect yourself, apologize, or do the right thing instead of going to hide somewhere. And so, you know, you wonder about some of the other things. Is Sirius, is Apple, is Amazon, Google, Pandora, any of these places where there are podcasts, iHeart, what's lurking in there? Who looks around to listen to their so darn many podcasts? What are there? Hundreds of thousands of podcasts. And a lot of them, most of them, nobody listens to anyway. So I guess there's, you know, you wonder about what it is. Is this guy just a sacrificial lamb, or are there other people that should be called out? And do we thank Neil Young thank him for calling this to our attention or getting us to think about it? You go to the Sirius Patriot channel, as your father points out in the article, or Patriot Plus. What's that all? Those are the two really conservative talk channels, and the opinions that they're are pretty polarizing, pretty controversial. So what do you do with that stuff? The people that are on the air doing conservative talk, liberal talk, is there such a thing as responsible talk? I think we do that here, frankly.
Yeah, because anytime you say something crazy, one of us fact checks you.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And if we miss it, somebody texts us.
Yeah, says, right, okay.
We have multiple systems put in place.
Our DMs up on social media, yeah.
All right, so let's see. Let's check this out. I was talking about Mike Tirico. I didn't mention him by name, I don't think, last Friday, interviewing that the professor. This is really stuck in my craw, as you know. I've mentioned it three or four times. But I wonder if this played into Mike Tirico being called back from Beijing. You know, he was the number one broadcaster for NBC because I couldn't get Costas. Well, he doesn't work for them anymore.
I thought they didn't send anybody.
He was there doing shows from Beijing to sort of put, he was the original and only guy that went there. Mm-hmm. And so they brought him back to NBC Sports headquarters today to host the shows that are all about the Olympics, but he's supposed to be doing the Super Bowl as well. But they brought him back early, and some people are speculating it's because of the interview that the Chinese apparently didn't like, because Tirico asked this Chinese professor from Northern California about the Uyghurs. And there was a moment of hesitation on her part. What am I supposed to say, I guess, was what was going on in her mind. I don't know what was going on in her mind.
I'm sure that was going through her mind, because if she has any family or relatives in China, then, yeah, that's a major concern.
Right. So anyway, I think it's more than coincidence that he asked her the tough question and that now he's coming back. He went over there last week, and all of a sudden, quickly, he's coming back. Before he was scheduled to come back. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. You know, is it possible that could be happening? Yeah, I think it's very possible, frankly. There's a virtual reality. Have you seen this? NBC has created one of those, what do they call those things that have virtual, the goggles that you put on?
The VR headset?
Yeah, right. So apparently, they have come up with not only do you watch the broadcast on your computer or the television set, whatever it is, but they've got these new virtual reality things, goggles, whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there you can get the Beijing Olympics on those things as well, which, what does that mean? You got a channel beaming in to this thing and one more way of getting all of these waves that are around you. I can find that. I can find that theme in almost anything. So they've created this thing, and it has exclusive coverage of the Olympics on it. It's all you can get on it. But how does it get there? It gets there through the same waves that bring you radio, bring you television, bring you your phone calls. It's just more and more of it. It's just a different frequency. But putting that thing on your eyes and right in your forehead and getting those waves, that can't be good.
Typically people don't really use them that long because
they
it's
don't.
Just...
You no, ever use them? Have you ever
used
them?
I demoed a headset. It's you know, it's cool. It's internet, Wi-Fi, so, you know, you can beam in any, as you would say, you could beam in any kind of programming or whatever that you want, video games, things like that. But, I mean, I don't know anyone who would sit for hours watching it on the Olympics. I don't know. I don't think the kids care enough about the Olympics.
No, kids don't care much, but I'm talking about games in general. The youngsters that use these VR things, that cannot be good for their brains. You know, I can't. And then should we be supervising, you know, should the government, we got all these government agencies looking into this, that, or the other thing. Where's the FCC or whoever is, who is, in fact, in charge of all of these waves, of all of this stuff around us? What branch of the government is in charge? It should be the Environmental Protection Agency, because your environment is being invaded by all of this stuff. Am I right? You're laughing at me.
No, I'm just laughing because what are you going to do about it?
I don't.
You know, I mean, our
education,
entire world,
so you don't.
But about what? To go live like, you know, in a commune or something that has no internet, no electricity. I don't know. I mean, the Amish people, right, who choose to not have technology in their lives, they still are subjected to the same waves that the rest of us are.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the ones who should be upset.
Well, maybe. Here's somebody who's upset. The winner of a Las Vegas slot machine jackpot didn't know that he won $229,000 because of a communication error in the machine. In other words, the Nevada Gaming Commission found that the machine had been rigged. Did you see this? Huh? Like that's a surprise? Robert Taylor, who lives in Tucson, Arizona, won the jackpot at Treasure Island Hotel and Casino in Vegas. Because of the error, the malfunction that prevented Mr. Taylor and casino personnel from realizing that this jackpot had been won, apparently somebody got a hold of the information, and this guy, I don't even know how they found this guy, frankly. When you go to slots, you don't get identified. You just put the money in and you just, right?
No, but I'm thinking, because I was wondering that too when I saw the headline. I was like, wow, did they use like facial recognition on the security cameras? Most likely he has a card that you know, like a membership card, and you stick it into the machine. And I'm guessing that's probably because it's pretty fast to identify someone that way. But actually, no, I'm wrong. Now I'm reading the story. No, it was totally my first guess. They went through hours of surveillance videos from several casinos, and then they finally found this guy. Yeah, that's wild.
I just thought when I looked at it, okay, this just shows you maybe it's the trick of managing these slot machines gone awry, because we all know they're rigged, right? I mean, come on. Aren't they all rigged? They have to be rigged. That's not the house always wins, isn't that what they say about what goes on?
That's why I play roulette.
Yeah, I was going to say I've heard table games are better odds.
They are. Couldn't prove it by me. What do I know? I know.
You're such a gambler.
I know it's 48 past the hour. That I do know.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emo wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kay from the Money Pit is here at 53 after the hour on the DJV Monday program. Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti, hosts the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. They have a newsletter that's very informative. They also have a podcast that's fabulous. I understand in my absence last week you discussed something exciting that all of us want to hear more about, and that is mold in your bathroom. That's something that... The girls are all excited.
Yeah, we somehow slipped by without you, Doug.
Tom, yeah. So, mold in the bathroom. That sounds like a song, almost.
Well, you know, more like cleaning and how to keep it from forming and that sort of thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I saw something that had your name written all over it. Scream, the headline, gas stoves worse for climate than previously thought, contributing more to global warming because of the methane leaks. Here we are. Methane from cows, now it's methane from the gas stoves. So we're all going to die, Tom, apparently, sooner rather than later.
So we're supposed to give up our gas stoves now? What,
apparently.
And then we get electric stoves, but the electricity has to be generated.
Yes.
Well, it's poison, man.
The electronic cars, and we're all going to save the planet. However, where does the electricity come from to power the cars? Anyway, so the amount of methane coming from gas stoves apparently is equivalent to 500,000 cars every year. They're bleeding methane. I love these, the way these people write this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. 6.8 million tons of carbon. How do you even imagine a ton of something you can't see? Isn't that, do you ever think about it that way? I can't see methane gas. Can you?
You know what's interesting about the headline writers? I don't know if you've noticed this, Doug, but you'll see a story and it'll have one headline, and then a few hours later, it'll have another, more dramatic headline.
Right.
They keep tweaking it to make it less factual and more clickable.
We were just talking about that, as a matter of fact. The headlines that are in some of the tabloids at the... I was noticing as I went through the airport yesterday, these tabloids, and when you look at it, it's like, okay, here's Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They're done. It's over. They're finished.
Right.
And, you know, or somebody has Bullock says, I'm done with this. And
yeah.
It's, you know, making some kind of a movie or something. Anyway,
right.
You would not lead us astray with headlines on the newsletter at the Money Pit. Here's one. This is the how-to guide to removing popcorn ceilings.
That is amazing how many calls and questions we get sent in and called in on that topic. For a great period of time, usually 80s and 90s is when this was done, builders would always spray the ceilings with this textured popcorn material.
Yeah, filled up all the holes.
Absolutely hate it.
Yeah, it's awful looking. Cover up all the sins?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, right.
They did it because it covered up all the sins, and they didn't have to put three layers of spackle on.
Yeah,
Just spray the popcorn and called it a day.
Yep, that's the end of that. So, but there is, I would think that would be very difficult. Am I wrong or right? How do you get that
stuff
off?
It's not for the faint of heart.
You almost have to replace the ceiling, don't you really?
No, you don't have to. No, so what you can do is first of all, if you get like a garden sprayer, like a pump-up garden sprayer, and if you spray work this in sections, and you spray it down with water. So you have to soften it up and dampen it up. Not a lot of water, but just enough to sort of saturate it. And then essentially you scrape the popcorn material off. And then you repeat that process. Now, even when you get this all off the ceiling, you will still find that it will be the original unfinished ceiling. So you'll have some patching to do. Then you have to prime it. And then, and this is the most important thing, Doug, when you paint that ceiling, you have to use flat paint. Don't use anything else but flat. Because if you use anything that has any type of a sheen, the tiniest bit of a sheen, a matte finish or an eggshell finish, you will see every defect in that ceiling, especially as, you know, the sunlight sort of streams across it. It'll look terrible.
Well, one of the other things that seems to me you ought to remember or know about it, and I think I told you, this had a couple of ceilings in the house that were compromised because there was some moisture under or over in the insulation. So it took
because
its
of a leak?
Toll on the soil. Well, no, moisture that was forming in the. I have an attic, and then above the attic, apparently there was moisture because I have windows open up there all the time to get a vent, you know, the ventilation of the air. But apparently moisture got up in there somehow, and
let me guess, rain through an open window.
Well,
shocking news at 11.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this the guy that came in to do the ceiling, they ground it down, man. And then they put up a special sort of calcium layer before they put on. Is that what's the calcium paint that they use?
I'm not quite sure what that stuff is, but I will say this. You've got to prime it.
Yeah.
I prefer an oil-based primer.
Yes.
Once you do that, you seal in those stains, and you can put latex on top of that.
All right. Aren't you glad you listened to all those helpful tips, folks? Here at your service and
hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.